Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. The basis of our meditation is the gospel lesson. You may be seated. Sometimes things do not go well for us. As a matter of fact, sometimes things go wrong, terribly wrong. And when things go wrong, we feel this rush of emotion. And I submit to you that most of it, if not all of it, is negative. We can feel helpless, oh so alone. We can feel frightened by our circumstances, discouraged by our lack of progress. We can feel embarrassed that everybody in the world seems to know what's wrong in my life. And we can be angry at the circumstances in which we find ourselves. We can be bitter about what has happened to us. We can be enraged, or we could feel woefully inadequate, very guilty. We could feel a wide range of emotional responses to situations in which things go wrong for us, and I submit to you, none of those emotions feel good. Frequently, things go wrong for us because of our ignorance. We're unaware of some facts, and that lack of knowledge can cause significant problems in our lives. If I'd only known, we hear people say. If I'd only known that the professor was going to surprise me with a little Greek quiz today, I would not only have done my Greek homework, I might have even studied it a little bit. If I'd only known how deeply I hurt my spouse when I said these words or did this thing, I would have never done it. I would have never spoken those ill-chosen words. If I'd only known what it meant to my children to be there on that special occasion, I would have changed my schedule. I would have been there. If I had only known how my actions hurt my parents and the rest of my family, I'd have never done what I did. And the most tragic of these laments is this one. If I had only known that God in Christ Jesus had forgiven me all my sins, my eternal destiny would be different today. We live in a world of people who are truly ignorant about the true message of God. There are so many who do not know the gospel, the good news about Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And why is that? It is because this world's vision is so narrow. People choose to focus on so little, and they miss out on the big picture. For the world does not reveal the whole truth about life. The truth revealed by the world is so narrow, and it's deceptive. For the world's truth has to do only with physical life and physical health and physical wealth. The rich man in our text for today was focused on the world's version of the truth and did not use the wealth entrusted to his care to further God's kingdom work. Instead, he was rich toward himself. He was not rich toward God and others. And this parable warns the self-centered. This parable warns them and points them to the scriptures as the source of salvation and as the source of right living that is pleasing to God. A self-centered lifestyle failed the rich man. Indeed, anyone who is rich toward themselves in any way will fail to enter the kingdom of God. Anyone who places self above God is living in idolatry and will not receive the crown of righteousness. But what about Lazarus? Why was he carried to Abram's side, to Abram's bosom? Which is another way of saying he was taken to heaven. I mean, what did Lazarus do that was so different than the rich man? Well, the answer is to be found in Lazarus's name. Lazarus means he whom God helps. Why did the angels carry Lazarus to the glory of heaven? Because God, out of his great love for Lazarus, helped Lazarus, saved Lazarus. But did not God also love the rich man? Well, yes, absolutely yes. But the rich man refused God's help. He refused God's love. And the rich man trusted in life's pleasures above all things. He did not fear, love, and trust in God above all things. Lazarus was taken into heaven as an act of God's grace. There was nothing Lazarus could do to earn heaven. Only God's love opened the gates of heaven for Lazarus. Only God's love sent his holy angels to attend to Lazarus and bring him to his eternal home. Only God's grace in Christ Jesus our Lord saved Lazarus. So how will we then be saved? We will be saved because, as it says in scriptures, God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. Lazarus, he whom God helps. The he is thee. You are the ones whom God helps. He has helped you through the life, the death, the resurrection, the glorious ascension of his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Without Jesus, there would be no help from God. We have been reconciled to our Heavenly Father because his one and only Son paid for all of our sins. We have been lifted out of spiritual poverty, and heaven's glory awaits us. If I'd only known, that will be the cry of some at death. But God has given us a way of knowing. God has given us his holy word. It is in the scriptures that we read of God's plan of salvation. And it is in God's word that we see the God of love in action, bringing about our salvation. Yes, the rich man had five brothers who had not responded to God's saving word. They had Moses and the prophets. It is the power of God's holy word that changes lives. And they refused to allow it to change theirs. Sending Lazarus back from the dead, that wouldn't have changed them either. My friends, there are many brothers and sisters of this rich man in the world today. They are ignorant of God's love for them in Jesus Christ. They are unaware that Jesus has died for them and that their sins have been paid in full. Part of why you are at this seminary is to prepare you to proclaim that word of life to those who do not yet know the Savior. We trust in Jesus Christ for the greatest good in our lives, and that is the message that we bear to the brothers and sisters of the rich man. The enticements of this world can blind people to the riches they have in Christ. May we all be as Lazarus, understanding that our greatest help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And may that message be lived by us, and may it be proclaimed by us. Amen. Let us rise. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.